my very special guest, Alison McDermott from FireburnDoctor.com. We have a caller here who has just rang in. Caller, your first three letters are like 520. What's your first name and place you're calling from, please?
My first name is Kirk Phoenix.
Kurt or Kirk?
Kirk.
Kirk.
K-I-R-K. Correct.
Oh, yeah. And from Phoenix, Arizona. All right.
Correct.
What's on your mind today?
Well, I just tuned in. I was going to see if you could do a quick recap of what you're discussing. I missed the first part of the show.
Well, let me break it down like this for you. Basically, have you ever heard of remote viewing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, we're talking to Alison McDermott from FireburnDoctor.com. Now, have you ever heard of remote doing?
I'm sorry, remote what?
Remote doing.
I'm still not catching the last healing?
Doing, like instead of just thinking about it, you're actually doing it.
Oh, okay. No, I had not heard about that.
Well, that's what we're talking about today, man. And the whole idea is you've got a phone number to ring in. And if you get a severe burn, it doesn't matter if it's like down to the bone or something like that. You give these people a call and your burn stops hurting really, really quickly. And it starts healing. And depending on how bad it is, you can be back at work the next day.
Okay. And what's that phone number?
Let's just bring it on up here. It is 818. You got a pen and paper there, man?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'll say 818-332-6445. And check out the website FireburnDoctor.com. It's a public demonstration on burn injuries for free that anybody can test to see if it works on their burns from first right the way through to the worst kinds of burns. Please call in the first 30 minutes, and your data is protected under the HIPAA laws, and you test it and see. It doesn't matter if you believe it. You can think it's horse pucky and do it anyway on the way to the hospital. There you are, nutshell.
How about other healings, other problems that need to be healed? Is it just burns or?
Initially, this demonstration is burns only, but then when it's saturatedly out there and everywhere, we'll be going to then a phase two, if you like, of demonstrating other things. And laboratories will be all sorts of fun going on with scientific groups that go, oh my goodness, let's check this out, let's have some fun and see what else can be used in this restorative technology. It's a science of the unconscious mind, and it provokes a massive immunological surge that fixes the burn, and yes, a multitude of other things. But
I would like to see it fix perhaps autism or maybe mental disorders, or it would be better yet if you were a truther or something like that, and you could send in pictures of your family to help them grow a brain back.
Well, I do not know the limitations of this. I've seen some extraordinary things on people who were suffering with all kinds of ailments, from viruses to cancer to last breath, same day, scheduled to die by doctors, and recuperate out of a drug-induced coma and be fine, go home from leukemia. But, you know, that's something I've seen this on a lot of things, and burns are accidents, and they're nobody in their right minds is electing such damage. They have no idea that that would happen in their bodies, and yet it does. The fear, the pain, it messes everything up. The wiring goes chaotic, and this is like a reboot. It's like a reboot, and homeostasis is provoked, and it takes minutes. And people, the only cost we ask for you to please call us and or email us and tell us what happened, your story. We've got 700 plus results now from 44 countries and 42 states here in the US, all consistently saying the same thing, and we want everyone to know, so we'll keep going. And we're just volunteers, by the way. Nobody's on any payroll. We've all got our own, you know, day jobs. But it's simple to run Fireburn Doctor, and it's a 24-hour response line. And get the word out, if you will.
See, it's surprising how much people can accomplish nowadays with a bit of technology and a modest budget. Oh, sorry, Kirk, go ahead, man.
No, I was just going to ask if you could give me the website one more time.
Fireburndoctor.com.
Burndoctor.com.
Full spelling of doctor.
Okay, all righty.
And check out the
very
page. Yeah, it's great, and thank you for your open mind. You might well be sending in a burn someday. It might be from slurping coffee where you got burnt lips. You know, you don't have to feel, oh, it's such a minor burn. It'll still show you, even with your minor burns, it'll still show you, well, it stopped in half an hour, and that was the end of it. And you went and did something else and looked later, and there's nothing there. That's a very consistent result in first-degree burns. They're the least damaged, so they disappear easiest.
Well, it's very interesting. I appreciate you recapping for me, and I'll get off the line. And
oh, Kirk, Kirk, I'd like to ask you a question, if I might.
Sure.
Yeah, how did you learn about American Freedom Radio?
I'm trying to recall, to be honest with you. I've listened to a couple other shows, and I was just bored this afternoon, so I thought, I'll see what the heck's on. And I'm interested in healing. I actually do healing myself and anything connected with it. So it definitely got my attention.
What kind of healing do you do yourself?
I do Reiki. I've done lots of different names to the healing.
I'm sorry. I don't know what Reiki is. I presume it involves leaves.
I do. I did Reiki Master with the Usui system in the early 90s, levels 1, 2, and 3, and they can't do this. I'm sorry, it was hand slam dunk. It can be very useful in calming and assisting the situation, but causing a reversal of destructive momentums that have already physically started to kick off. And in minutes and from a distance, you don't see Reiki doing that. They can't, actually. But I don't mean that disrespectfully. I'm just being straight.
No, I'm not. Whatever works, in my book. So.
Amen to that. And if it fixes things that were damaged, and that's all it can ever be used for. It can provoke a restoration of ethos, which is a template within us that is our homeostasis. It's the same place that coagulates your blood when you cut yourself or knits your bone when you've broken it. Same thing, but it's a super surge. And it blasts the fear and panicky, faulty stuff out the window, kind of. It's bypassed. It's overridden. This is an explanation, but there's nothing better than seeing itself, and that is the invitation. A global worldwide demonstration.
I'm definitely going to follow up, and you most definitely have piqued my interest. So I'm glad I stumbled across this show today. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, man. And and bear in mind, we have amazing guests every day. So keep tuning in around this
time. Okay. I probably will. Thanks again. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a nice man.
Yeah.
All right.